current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to News Right Now. Cowards never sleep.
The government is monitoring private phone calls, your children and my children's private phone calls, and tracking who their associates are.
The passing of each day brings to light new privacy abuses in the West. From the New York Police Department, to the Boston Police Department, to the Prevent program in the UK, to FBI surveillance on Muslims, to the Cambridge Analytica scandal, to the Edward Snowden revelations, and the ongoing privacy lawsuits filed against Facebook. Many commentators have rightly stated, whether it's from governments or corporations, privacy is dead. Time and again, private communications between citizens in Western countries has been harvested, mined, analysed and surveyed by governments and corporations alike. Ironically, these same Western governments that tout the benefits of free speech give themselves license to engage in massive illegal spying on domestic communications between citizens under the pretext of quote-unquote national security. In reality, governments use these flagrant abuses of power to monitor public opinion and combat dissent. Private industry plays a major role in the illegal surveillance of citizens. American tech giants such as Facebook, Microsoft, Google, Verizon, AT&T have all been implicated in working with the government to invade users' privacy. The US, the supposed champion of free speech, must now come to grips with the fact that its behavior contradicts the values that it supposedly espouses. Most notably, the lion's share of Western surveillance efforts is against Muslims. Prevent, Countering Violent Extremism, the Patriot Act, PRISM, Shared Responsibility Committees, and even local law enforcement have all disproportionately targeted Muslims. Even unjustly shutting down social media accounts of peaceful, non-violent Islamic groups like Hizb ut-Tahrir for criticizing government policy. What's laughable is that these programs often entice and then entrap gullible youth and then congratulate themselves for quote-unquote preventing terror attacks. After all, it is Muslims and the resurgence of Islam that is the primary target of American espionage. The rulers of Muslim lands are clients for the West, puppets for America's ideology of greed, mouthpieces for America's lies, and enemies of Islam and the Muslims. So their silence over the invasion of the privacy of Muslims comes as no surprise. In Islam, however, privacy, spying, and surveillance is treated with extreme seriousness, to the point that any evidence that is acquired through spying and illegal intrusions of privacy is inadmissible in court. The words of Allah are enough.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا.
You who have iman, avoid most suspicion. Indeed, some suspicion is a crime. And do not spy and do not backbite one another. Surah Hujurat, verse 12. It is evident that the Western governments have all the tools and justifications at hand for their spying and surveillance of everyone, even if it is actually illegal according to their own laws. For them, there is no set criteria of right and wrong. Perceived threats to their so-called way of life are enough for them to go ahead and gather data and make assumptions about people. Using this information, they may intimidate and even arrest people. The sad reality of this situation is that no one feels safer. In the information age, it is ironic that instead of having access to more information and this benefiting us, we often feel worried about who could be watching us and worried of what we can and cannot say. This is also a strong testimony that Western governments have lost the so-called battle of hearts and minds and are now resorting to spying, surveillance and censorship to counter the questioning of their way of life, and especially to counter the growing threat to them of the rise of Islam as a complete system. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Current affairs with an Islamic perspective, an alternative to the mainstream narrative, establishing the truth. This is News Right Now.